The 35-year-old was last seen leaning over railings at Chelsea Bridge on the night a woman was left with life-changing injuries. Israeli airstrikes are reported to have killed 31 Palestinians in the southern Gazan city of Rafah. Hours earlier, Israel's prime minister ordered troops to evacuate civilians ahead of a possible ground invasion. Ireland's former prime minister, John Bruton, has been laid to rest after a state funeral. The 76-year-old who helped establish a framework towards peace in Northern Ireland died on Tuesday. First Minister Michelle O'Neill and Irish President Michael D. Higgins were among those at the service. So was current Taoiseach Leo Varadkar.
John loved Ireland, and it was a real love, not defined by a dislike or a fear of others, but a genuine love for our country and what we could be. It was a noble, true and modern patriotism.
The British Medical Association says it'll consider stopping a five-day walkout by junior doctors in England this month if NHS bosses allow further time for negotiations. The government is not willing to negotiate while strike dates are pending. Sport: Scotland are trying to make back-to-back wins in the Six Nations. They're into the second half against France at Murrayfield, and Stuart Cameron is watching.
Scotland 16, France 17. Pretty tense affairs. We approach the final minutes of this match. Louis Briel Barry has just scored a converted try to put the French in front for the first time in the match. Remember, Scotland won by 1 point last week in Cardiff. Are they going to lose by 1 point this week? Well, they've got 4 minutes to turn it round. Scotland 16, France 17.
England host Wales later. Manchester City's 2-0 win over Everton has taken them to the top of the Premier League. Liverpool could go above them with a win over Burnley. It's currently 1-1. That's the latest.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
It's been a rotten week and it is raining, I think. I'm looking out the window here in Brentwood Centre. It looks like it's raining. It's going to rain. Well, it's 95% rain for the rest of the night. It's going to be another wet, soggy evening. It is going to ease up through the night. And tomorrow is going to be drier. And we're going to reach the heady heights of 10 degrees tomorrow. At least it's going to be a dry day in the region.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
You're listening to Hour 2 of Phoenix Sport with me, Andy Gardner, sitting in for John Chubb. And some more half-time scores to give you in the Isthmian League Premier Division. It is Bognor Regis Town 0, Cheshunt 0. Canvey Island 2, Billericay Town 0. It's a disastrous half for Billericay. We're going to hear from Jack Patmore shortly. Chatham Town 1, Margate 0. Chatham currently second in the table, just above Billericay. Dulwich Hamlet 0, Hornchurch the leaders 1, Haringey Borough 0, Whitehawk 0, Hashtag 0, Cole Charlton 2, Hastings 0, Lewis 1, Horsham 0, Wingate, Finchley 0. The matches at Enfield and Folkestone both fell to the weather this morning. In the Isthmian League North, our match here at Brentwood also fell to the weather. Brentwood Town against Stowmarket. They're going to try again on Tuesday, weather permitting. Half times are Bury 1, Heybridge Swifts 1. That's the big one in that division this afternoon. Bury sit third and Heybridge sixth at start of play. Felixstowe Walton 1, Walthamstow 0. Lowest off the leaders, Neil Enfield 0, Malden and Tiptree 2, Redbridge 0, Whittam Town 1, Ipswich Wanderers 0, and Wroxham 0, Basildon United 0. Now, I think we're going to hear from Jack Patmore, our man at Canvey Island.
Jack Patmore reporting for Phoenix FM from the Movie Star Stadium. The Isthmian Premier Division derby between Canvey Island and Billericay Town sees the hosts lead 2-0 thanks to Sam Higgins' brace. Canvey thought they went ahead with a few minutes on the clock, as Jaden Crowhurst's cross was headed home by Higgins, but the offside flag went up. They continued to apply the early pressure, and was it not for the brilliance of Dan Wilkes, Billericay would have been behind. Jack Munns' delivery was a gift for Higgins, but Wilkes parried away from close range. The Munns-Higgins link-up continued to torment the visitors, and it finally paid diligence as Munns provided for Higgins, and the latter rose to head into the net. Billericay's afternoon at a rainy movie star stadium went from bad to worse moments later, as Adam Leathers was dismissed after receiving two yellow cards. The goals doubled their advantage 5 minutes before the end of the first half, as Higgins beat the offside trap and calmly converted into the corner. Work to do for Gary McCann's side at the break, as it remains Canby 2, Billericay 0.
Thank you, Jack. So a disastrous first half for Billericay there. They're very up and down. Last week had a disappointing home defeat to Folkestone. And then on Tuesday they went to Lewis, as I said earlier, and had a great 3-0 win. And then today another setback, and 2-0 down to Canvey, and now having Adam Leathers sent off as well. Looks like an uphill struggle. And with Hornchurch and Chatham both winning, it does look like they're just going to have to settle for the playoffs at this stage. So we'll keep an eye on that one in the second half, and we'll hear from Jack at full time. And two half times I'm going to give you from the Thurlow Nun Southern League. We already told you about Hutton 0, Clapton 0, and the big one in that league is Dunmow Town 0, Clapton CFC 0. It's Dunmow with games in hand, very handily placed in the top four. Clapton were second this morning behind Harlow. Harlow, of course, have been told that they cannot get promotion this year due to they had to start again. They dropped several leagues, dropped out last season from the Isthmian League. So if they win the league, then the team in second, I take it, will go up. That's Clapton at the moment, so I'll keep a check on the situation there. Now on Tuesday, on Monday, on my Under the Radar show on 6 o'clock on Monday, I had Alstall that came all the way into the studio from East London to promote her debut album Dead Sea, and she played three acoustic tracks, and you can hear those back on the Phoenix website. Here's a track from that album now. This is called Knife and the Scar.
You're closing your eyes cause the light is too bright, and then claim you're afraid of the dark. You can try all you like, but you don't come across as the fighter you think that you are. And I cannot keep up with the games that you play, all the moves that you make in my sleep. Did it ever
More points on the board at Murrayfield in the Guinness Six Nations, and it's gone to the visitors. It's Scotland 16, France 20. So they may have just wrapped that away win up there in the dying seconds of that one. England take on Wales at 4:45. Here's a classic now from the Jam. Jam and David Watts there. Now we've got some breaking news. My second horse rating tip of the day at Newbury. Remember, the first one was ended up being a non-runner, but the second one has won. Can you believe? Making Your Mind Up, a 7-2 shot, has won the 350 at Newbury. The favourite, Inch House, only made fourth place, 5-4, that one. So things are looking up. That's a good win, that one. Pleased with that one. Ads, and then we'll get on with the second half of the football and the Six Nations results.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Right, so second half underway, goals galore. First of all, in the Isthmian League North, it's Bury Town. It's currently sitting in third place. 2, Heybridge Swifts, 1, Ollie Camphor, right after the half-time interval. In the Championship, Queen's Park Rangers 1, Norwich City 1, equaliser for the visitors. National League, Eastleigh 0, AFC Fylde 2. And another one in the National League North, Maldon Tiptree 2, Redbridge 1, with Suman Nandi pulling one back for the away side. National League, 2 more quick goals for Dagenham. Redbridge having a good day today against the struggling visitors from Oxford City. 5-0 up there against Oxford City. And in the Premier League, a couple of goals to tell you about. Wolves have equalised against Brentford. That was the former Hammer Craig Dawson scoring after 50 minutes. And Sunderland have equalised against Plymouth in the Championship. That's 1-1 there. And there's a bit of a shock in the National League, where the runaway leaders Chesterfield have been pegged back by visitors Ebbsfleet United. It's 2-2 currently there. Isthmian League Premier Division, Bognor Regis 1, Cheshunt 0, with a goal from Jasper Mather. And Liverpool have gone in front again. That's for the second time today. They'll now lead Burnley 2-1 at Anfield. They will be top tonight if it stays like that. And a goal back for Oxford City against Dagenham. So it's 5-1 there now for Dagenham. And a goal for Chelmsford City in the National League South. They lead Weymouth 1-0. And Torquay leads Slough Town 2-1 in the same division. Isthmian League North, Wroxham 0, Basildon United 1. They're going really well. Basildon, Chris Taylor, appointed about a week ago, got off to a great winning start last Saturday against Witham. And now they lead 1-0 at Wroxham with a goal from Ben Allen after 52 minutes. In the Championship, Southampton, the recovery is well and truly on. They've scored twice just after the half-time break. So it's now Southampton 2, Huddersfield 2. They're on that long unbeaten run, of course, looking to firm up second place tonight. And a goal as well at Dulwich Hamlet. And it's quite a big one in the Isthmian League Premier Division. That's Hornchurch, the leaders there, been pegged back by Dulwich Hamlet. 1-1 through Luke Wanadio. And AFC Bournemouth have pulled one back in the Premier League at the Cottage. It's Fulham 2, AFC Bournemouth 1. League 1, Derby County 1, Shrewsbury Town 0. And a goal back for Luton as well in the Premier League. Luton 1, Sheffield United 2. So a few surprising goals going in at the start of this half. Isthmian League Premier Division, Haringey Borough 1, Whitehawk 0, Jardel Sterling after 54 minutes. And Chatham 1, Margate 1. Chatham are second at the moment. Margate struggling, but Tyrone Sterling has equalised for the visitors. And Redbridge have pulled it around. They were 2-0 down at half-time at Maldon, but it's now Maldon Tiptree 2, Redbridge 2. Solomon Ogwomaju has got that equaliser for the visitors. In the Scottish Cup, it's Inverness 0, Hibs 1. Championship, Leeds 2, Rotherham 0. League 2, Grimsby 1, Stockport County 3, and Premier League, Fulham 3, AFC Bournemouth 1, Rodrigo Munez scoring his second of the afternoon. And attendance coming through from our featured match there, Canvey Island, Billericay Town, 853 confirmed there. FA Trophy, Welling United 0, Barnet 2, that one at the moment going to form, and a red card in a match between Ware and Waltham Abbey. It's gone to the visitors, Jason Hallett. And the last team standing for Essex in the FA Trophy, sadly a goal behind. It's Bromley 1, Averley 0. And in the Championship, Sunderland have turned that one round. They were 1 down to Plymouth, now lead 2-1. So a lot of teams that had poor first halves are turning it round. Sunderland are one of those. And the Isthmian League North leaders, Lowestoft Town, have just broken the deadlock against struggling Enfield 1-0 up through Jake Reid on the hour. And in the National League South, Worthing 3, Dover Athletic 1 through George Wilkinson for the visitors. And the Championship leaders, on Enzo Maresca's birthday, making it a good birthday for him, they lead Watford by 2-0. And still they keep coming through the goals. We've got another one back for Dover at Worthing. They were 3-0 down, but now Luke Baptiste with a penalty has pulled that back to 3-2. And Wroxham have equalised against Basildon through Harley Black in the Isthmian League North. And a goal for Burton. A couple of, three goals here for the visitors. And we're in the FA Trophy. Hampton Richmond 0, Macclesfield 1. League 1, Bristol Rovers 0, Burton 2. And Port Vale 1, Stevenage 2. And Chatham weren't pegged back for too long in the Isthmian League Prem. They now lead Margate 2-1. Ex-Billericay striker Rowan Liburd has got that one for them after 62 minutes. And Norwich have gone back in front in the Championship at Queen's Park Rangers 2-1 there. Isthmian League Premier Division, Horsham 1, Wingate and Finchley 0. Wingate and Finchley going very well, so that's a bit of a turn-up. And Charlie Hester Cook has scored that goal on the hour. Now here's new music now from Sophie May. No More Birthdays.
My baby, don't cry. She just sleeps through the night. She don't fuss. She don't whine. She stays perfectly quiet. But while
Well, there's been a controversial end to that Six Nations match at Murrayfield, because Scotland have lost it, but really they shouldn't have lost it. There was a last-minute try which wasn't given on the field. It went to TMO, who said that the ball is on the ground, but the referee, Nick Berry, said there's no conclusive evidence to overturn my original decision. So France have won in the most controversial circumstances. Scotland get trooping off, very devastated with that result, because they've led for most of the afternoon, but they've gone down 16-20 to France. That's unlucky for them. And we'll be following England v Wales, which kicks off in 20 minutes. That'll still be playing by the time I go off air, but we'll Keep a check on that one. And now is an old classic from Air, who are getting back together to play their first album, Moon Safari, in full in the summer. This is Kelly Watch the Stars. FM travel news. Roads are looking very good. It was really clear when I came in from Billericay to Brentwood today. The problems are on the rails though, and there's no Greater Anglia trains at all on the South End Victoria line. The whole line is out, and there's replacement buses going all the way to Newbury Park, and that is the case tomorrow as well. In fact, every weekend in February. And if you're coming from the Norwich, Ipswich, Colchester, Chelmsford area, you can get a train as far as Shenfield, but then that is it. You also have to take a replacement bus to Newbury Park. Bear that in mind tomorrow then as well. If you're going to West Ham afterwards, it's going to be very busy going in that direction. And also on C2C, Liverpool Street is closed. So all trains, they're running, but they're going to Fenchurch Street. On the Tube, A few delays due to shortage of trains, particularly on the Central Line, which has been an ongoing issue for quite a few weeks now. But other than that, it's looking pretty good on the tubes. Right, we've got a couple of score flashes to give you. One in the Thurlow Nunn Southern Division, a breakthrough there. It's Dunmow Town 1, Clapton CFC 0, with a goal after 67 minutes there. And a half-time of that delayed FA Vars tie is Hilltop 1, Romford 1, and Tilbury 0, North Greenford 0. Now those fixtures will have to be settled today, so there will be penalty shootouts coming up later if they're still level. The crowd, by the way, at Tilbury, 664. Very good crowd for that level. Right, now we've got some more goals going in, and the place for goals today has been Dagenham and Redbridge in the National League. They've got another one. Now lead struggling Oxford City by 6-1. That is their biggest win of the season by quite a distance. Leeds in the Championship look like they could be heading for second place tonight. They're 3-0 up now on Rotherham with a goal from Crescencio Somerville, a penalty there. And Tottenham have levelled it in the Premier League against Brighton through Papi Matar-Sarr after 61 minutes. Isthmian League Prem, Hastings 0, Lewis 2 with a second goal of the afternoon for Calvin Lubombo Kalala. And in the Isthmian League North, Witham 1, Ipswich Wanderers 1, an equaliser for the visitors from Rashid Salu, who I believe did play for Witham at one time. A red card in the Isthmian League Pro Division for Chesant's Jamie Reynolds in their game at Bognor Regis Town. In League 1, it's Cambridge United 0, Cheltenham Town 1, Lincoln 2, Fleetwood 1. And in League 2, Doncaster Rovers 2, Tranmere 1. League 1, Bristol Rovers 1, Burton Albion 2. Goal back for the home side. Good game in the National League South at Worthing. It's Worthing 4, Dover 2. Ollie Pearce scoring the fourth for Worthing. It's Sunderland 3, Plymouth 1 in the Championship. Sunderland were behind at half-time. Now turn that around quickly, 3-1 up. Watford have pulled one back against the leaders, Leicester. Vicarage Road is Watford 1, Leicester 2. And the breakthrough finally has come at Carlisle with the bottom club of League 1. Losing again, this time a 1-0 to Portsmouth. Wigan 0, Exeter 2 in the same league. National League, Altrincham 2, Rotherham 0. League 1, Wickham 3, Peterborough 0. It's a bit of a turn up there. Altrincham have had to score another quickfire third. Lead Rochdale now by 3-0. And in the FA Trophy, no, that's in attendance. Isthmian League North, Bury Town 3, Heybridge Swifts 1. They're going really well, Bury, in the playoff area. Oliver Nguyen scoring the third for the home side. League 1, Reading 1, Charlton 0. That's Charlton under a new manager. I believe it's their 15th manager in a decade. So they do need some stability there. Partick 2, Livingston 1 in the Scottish Cup. And Huddersfield have scored again at Southampton. So Leeds will be going second at this rate. Southampton 2, Huddersfield 3. A great score for Huddersfield as it stands. National League South, Tunbridge Angels 1, Yeovil Town 3. And are we up to date? No. Wigan 1, Exeter 2 in League 1. And in League 2, Forest Green, the bottom side, really struggling. They're going to have a job to stay in the Football League. Losing again at home to second place Mansfield 2-0 there. National League, Eastleigh 1, AFC Fylde 2, a goal back for the home side. National League South, Torquay 3, Slough Town 2. And it looks like Essex's nomination for the FA Trophy is going to be curtailed this afternoon because Bromley are leading Averley by 2-0 as we go into the last 20 minutes there. League 2, MK Dons equalised 1-1 against Accrington Stanley. And a bit of a turn-up in the Isthmian League Pro Division where Dulwich Hamlet now lead Hornchurch 2-1. Hornchurch were ahead through an Ollie Muldoon goal at half-time, but they've turned it around and Danny Mills has scored their second after 73 minutes. And finally, Isthmian League North, Morden Tiptree 3, Redbridge 2, George Smith scoring the third goal for the home side. Now here's a bit of Manic Street Preachers. Extra Preachers there and People Give In. A couple of goals to tell you about, some quick fire ones at New Lodge in the Thurlow Nuns Southern Division, where Hutton finally made the breakthrough from a lovely short free kick and then increased it quickly to 2-0, and then Clapton immediately pulled one back from a corner. So getting to the last 15 there, it's Hutton 2, Clapton 1. And in the big game in that league, it's Dunmo Town 1, Clapton CFC 1. The visitors went behind after 67, but have equalised 5 minutes later through their top scorer, Noah Adejokun. So it's 1-1 there. Some full-time scores in the Betfred Challenge Cups. Rugby League is back. Barrow 10, Oldham 22, Cornwall 10, York Acorn 18, Siddle 6, Wakefield Trinity 70, and Sheffield Eagles 88, Newcastle Thunder 12. We're still waiting for some scores from the games at Lock Lane, Stanningley, and particularly Hammersmith Hills. I can't find any scores on X at all with that one. So got a lot of interest in that one because that's going to be a London club from the Southern League going into the next round for the first time. But we'll try and catch that one later on. Some more goals to tell you about, particularly one at Anfield where Darwin Núñez has increased Burnley's lead. So they'll be going top tonight. Man City were there briefly this afternoon. But it's now Liverpool 3, Burnley 1. There's been another goal in the Asian Cup final as well. It's Jordan 1, Qatar 1, equaliser for Jordan, and get to the closing stages of that one. And another goal at Wolves. It's Wolves 0, Brentford 2. So Wolves, I said earlier, had an equaliser. That must have been chalked off by VAR. It's now Wolves 0, Brentford 2. Championship QPR 2, Norwich 2. League 1, Wickham 3, Peterborough 1. National League South, Chippenham Town 0, Braintree Town 1. Ollie Pearce has scored again for Worthing. That's National League South. Worthing 5, Dover 2. That one with a penalty. And also scoring his second of the game is Terrell Egbury for Maldon and Tiptree. They lead Redbridge in the Isthmian League North by 4-2. Another goal to tell you about League One, and Charlton have conceded against Reading 2, Charlton 0. Wickham 3, Peterborough 2. And in the Isthmian League Premier Division, Hornchurch weren't behind for long. They've levelled it now, the leaders. 2-2 now at Dulwich Hamlet through Sean Scannell, 10 minutes from time. Hastings 1, Lewis 2, Davide Rodari pulling one back for the home side with a penalty after 77 minutes. In the Scottish Cup, 2 gone in there. Kilmarnock 2, Cove Rangers 0. Inverness, Caledonian Thistle 0, Hibs 2. So no shocks on the cards there. Another goal in the FA Trophy going to form Welling United. And now under the managership of Rod Stringer, the former Chelmsford and Brentwood manager. They trail Barnet by 3-2. In 3-0, sorry. In League 2, Swindon 1, Salford 0. And can you believe Davide Rodari, who just scored a 77th minute penalty, has been given another penalty. And he's converted that one as well. It's now Hastings 2, Lewis 2. And in the same league, Hornchurch have gone in front now at Dulwich Hamlet. So that's the mark of champions there. And it was Mauro Valletti who won the National League with Barnet many years ago. He's now at Hornchurch, and he has put them ahead 3-2 with 8 minutes to go. And another late goal in the Asian Cup final. Let's get into that one, because it's got to be ticking close to the end of that one. Let's see the time when that one has gone in. It's gone to Qatar. 73 minutes gone in that one, and it was another penalty. Al Naimat had put Jordan level after 67, but Afif, who'd scored a 22nd minute penalty, has done it again after 73 minutes. So it's Jordan 1, Qatar 2, with, say, around about 14 minutes to go. Isthmian League North, Wroxham 2, Basildon 1, with a goal from Michael Campbell. And Haringey Borough 1, Whitehawk 1 in the Isthmian League Premier Division. Charlie Lambert scoring for the visitors. Wickham 4, Peterborough 2. Goals galore in that one in the second half in League 1. And another one for Dagenham Redbridge. That makes it 7 for the afternoon against Oxford City. And in the Scottish Cup, it's Partick Thistle 2, Livingston 2. You are up to date. Now we've got some ads and then some local music from Josie Beth.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a Hallmark care home.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
A couple of big red cards, a couple of goals as well to tell you about. First of all, Billericay Town's day is going from bad to worse on the island. Not only do they trail Canvey Island by 2-0, they're now down to 9 men. They had Adam Leathers sent off in the first half, and now Louis Ramsey has joined him. He's usually used as a substitute, so I guess they're going to be stretched down the track with some suspensions now. So the 2-0 down, 2 men down, and that is their day done. In the Isthmian League, Premier Division still, a goal, funnily enough, from a former Billericay player, Dejon Noel Williams, equalising for Cheshunt in that game at Bognor Regis Town. And we've got news of a hat-trick at Worthing in the National League South for Ollie Pearce, as Worthing lead Dover by 6-2. And a big goal as well at Southampton. Now lead Huddersfield by 4-3. So they, if that stays, mind you, I keep saying if it stays, it is. It keeps changing in that one. But they're looking to stay in second place tonight. National League, Dorking 1, FC Halifax Town 3, and Southend 0, York City 1. I can't see Southend making a push for the playoffs now. I think it's going to be too late and have to concentrate on building for next season. League 1, Derby 1, Shrewsbury 1, and another one as well has gone in at hashtag in the Isthmian League Premier Division. Hashtag 2, Carl Shelton 2. That's an equaliser from Misha Jamali for the home side. I've got to play some local music now. This is from Brentwood's very own Josie Beth. She was in the studio I think it was before lockdown. She went to eventually found her way to Nottingham University. Didn't know anyone at all up there. But she's been playing some gigs there. She's got some really good support slots, including another one coming up soon with Ellie Bleach at the Bodega in Nottingham. And she released an EP, and now she's released a new single, which is this one here called How Do You Tell Your Mother?
How'd you tell your mother that you hurt your lover, that you left her alone in a crowded room? How'd you tell your mother, 'cause it ended way too soon? How'd you tell your mother that under the covers you'd do the things you should never do? How'd you tell your mother that you've broken all the rules?
It's all my fault, or did you mention how you never called in summer? It's like we never even felt for each other. But my friends, they only know the half. What I don't understand is how you act like you're the kind of man who thinks he's got the world in his hands. How'd you tell your mother your plans? How'd you tell your mother your plans? Tell your mother that you hurt your lover, that you left her alone in a crowded room. How'd you tell your mother, 'cause it ended way too soon?
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Okay, here's some more goals for you. Equaliser at Oakwell for Barnsley in League One against Leyton Orient, 1-1 in that one. And more bad news coming up in a minute for Billericay Town supporters. But first of all, we've got to take it back to here. Bristol City 2-1. Their lead now is reduced. Middlesbrough 1, Bristol City 2. Inverness 0, Hibs 3 in the Scottish Cup. And Aberdeen on Neil Warnock's home debut. No shock this time. Remember, they were beaten by non-league Darvel last year, but they have come through 2-0 against Bonnyrigg Rose Athletic from League 2, thanks to the first half double from Bojan Mijovski. Isthmian League North, the top two have both won. Felixstowe and Walton 2, Walthamstowe 0. Joshua Hitter with the second on full time, and Lowestoft, the leaders, have won as well, 2-0 against Enfield, with that second goal right on full time from Adam Hipperson. Also in the league, FA Trophy, Peterborough Sports 1, Kidderminster Harriers 0. It's the latest. National League South, St Albans 5, Taunton Town 0. League 2, Swindon 1, Salford 1, a late equaliser there for Salford City. National League South, Tunbridge Angels 2, Yeovil Town 3, a possible last minute winner there for the visitors from, Cody Lyons Foster has pulled one back for the home side. It was 3-1 there. And another goal to tell you about in that Scottish League 2. Do that one after. Lost a minute winner for Matt Blake. Looking like for Ipswich Wanderers. Whittam Town 1, Ipswich Wanderers 2 there with a late goal. And there's that one I was telling you about at Billericay. Terrible day for Billericay. Losing 3-0 now at Canvey Island. Toby Tinaboo with the third on full-time. Billericay having two players sent off in that game. We'll hear from Jack Pat Moore at full time. What went wrong there? St Albans have got a sixth now against Taunton in the National League South. Full time starting to come through now in non-league and League Two, and also some late goals in League Two. MK Dons 2, Accrington Stanley 1, Harrogate Town 1, Colchester 0, National League South Torquay 3, Slough Town 4. And Southampton have scored another one. They were behind to Huddersfield, now lead Huddersfield by 5-3. And yeah, a lot of full times coming through, so we'll go on to them. But there's a late one at Wrexham. This used to be a regular league fixture back in the day, two big teams, but this is the first time they've played each other since 2008 in the league, and it's Wrexham 0 Bradford 1. A bit of a turn up on the cards there. And in the Scottish Cup, finally, Inverness 1 Hibs 3. That one now confirmed as full time, as is that disastrous result on the island, Canvey Island 3 Billericay Town 0. We'll have this song and then we will take it to the news.
My house in Budapest, my hidden treasure chest, golden grand piano, my beauty focus, me or you. Ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. My acres of a land I've achieved, it may be hard for you to stop and believe, but for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. For you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. My many artifacts, the list goes on. If you just say the words, I'll up and run on to you. Ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Oh, to you. Ooh, ooh, I'd leave it all. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Family, they don't understand. They fear they'll lose so much if you take my hand. But for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd lose it all. Ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd lose it all. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. My hidden treasure chest, golden grand piano, my beauty focus steal you. Ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix.